We had Joe and NSYNC on Namibia's Heart and Soul with I Believe in You. And now it's Lauryn Hill and Bob Marley. Turn Your Lights Down Low. Man, this is a favorite with the karaoke. Every single karaoke session, this is the song. Yeah, this is
where it's at.
This is where it's at.
Sure.
919, thank you so much for choosing us. Now, I know, Shaquan, you've had questions about my attendance Friday night of a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure everyone also had, like, what's a documentary? What's the NSK? What's a good pride, Jimmy Brown?
Yeah.
Come on, Fera documentary.
But, like, it's not even that. It's the way you're saying it.
Yeah. How am I saying it? How am I saying it?
Fera. Isn't that what you must
do?
But you're up there, like, Fera.
Fera.
That Fera documentary.
I didn't realize.
I'm my like, bad. Okay. But then I
apologize.
I honestly thought it was just like, you just, you know, I'm being just, funny by, you know, your thing.
Yeah, but the thing that I do. No, no. I didn't realize, okay? So, just from the top, right?
Mm.
Creative director, filmmaker, Otili Tutu Mungoba.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She is someone that I've worked with numerous times.
Okay.
Sis Bidi Hartman. You know what I mean? But apart from our friendship, she's a brilliant filmmaker. She's a brilliant creative director.
Mm.
So, stories, film, authenticity, that's her thing.
Okay, okay.
She even, before we get to Fera, she even did a documentary on, you know, those boys that. That go through your ashrams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time
when they're coming out.
When they're coming out,
yeah.
They are there, they're collecting and so on, getting the metal or whatever it is that is useful.
Yeah.
She did a whole documentary on those boys, dude. Yeah.
Wow. She did a whole this
is last year though.
All right.
It was via the Goethe Institute.
Yeah.
That was screened already. And I understand that she's lining it up for festivals and so on and so forth.
Mm.
But she, just to give an idea of the type of content that she does
that
she embraces.
Mm.
Now with the Fera documentary, right?
Yeah.
The whole point of the documentary was to look at Namibian slang.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? What is our slang? What do we speak apart from our formal language, English or Shiheroro, whatever? When you go to Kapana, how do they speak to you? When you stop the taxi, what do you say? When they caught you, one shot, one custom.
Oh yeah, yeah. sister.
Can you imagine a foreigner,
coming
to Namibia, and a taxi driver tells him shot one custom?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Did you just shoot a customer? What? What did you shoot a customer?
Yeah.
But for us, we understand.
We understand, yeah.
What is those little nuances? What are those little words that we as Namibians uniquely understand?
Mm.
And obviously, it featured different personalities from all walks of life, from the industry, from the language circles, you know, professors and so on.
Lovely.
And I was one of the features, okay?
Mm.
The point that I was making was
maybe
a little too radical, but the point that I was making is we don't have a Namibian slang. All of our slang is borrowed from everywhere.
No, absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's one. And number two, the point that I was making is if you look at other countries, big superpowers, the Nigers of this world, the Mzanzis of this world, Americas of this world, someone made a conscious decision that side. You know, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, someone made a conscious decision and said, listen, this is who we are, this is how we're going to sound, and this is how we will talk.
Mm.
I don't think that decision was made for Namibia.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't think our forefathers consciously thought about that, like how we are going to sound as Namibians, how we're going to speak. So now the reality is we're taking from everywhere and trying to make that ours.
Mm. But wouldn't you also say maybe it was something that existed back then, you know, at a certain point, but also because of us being colonized and so forth, and especially by South Africa, because, you know, even till today, we're so invested in the South African culture and all of that. Maybe that's where it just got diluted through the years, no?
That is why someone needed to make a conscious decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Sinje. Because of that, because someone needed to sit there in 1984, in 1985, 1986, 1987, 1988, 1989, and sit there and say, yo, listen, we've been colonized for the past 50, 60, 70 years. So obviously there's deep-rooted cultural disturbances.
It's our identity.
Do you understand? Mm. So maybe right now, we must decide right now as the forefathers, as the leaders right now. Listen, as Namibians, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what we're going to sound like. These, like, break it down to the last core, you know. But that was just my, it caused a debate, obviously. You know, we had a Q&A session after that. You know, we debated. Someone also made the example of Botswana, you know, just to my point now, how someone consciously decided, listen, Botswana duhanne.
No, honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Whether you like it or whether you're a tourist, whether you come there with your investor money, Botswana,
Yeah,
one way or another. But yeah, it caused a debate, but that was the whole point of the documentary. And I really just want to give my heads, you know, my salutations to Otili.
Yeah,
she does say that she will arrange another screening.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, obviously, she, you know, she will target the international community with
That screenings definitely need to be there, because I need to make it and support family.
Of course. Oh, yes. I Sukar, I family vibe. Sukar, it's a.
I know. I gave them beautiful kids. So yeah. No. But honestly, I think even with meeting her at the Woman in Media conference, I was made aware of who she really is. There was a lot of, oh, how are you? And people just, you know, respecting her. And I'm like, who is she? Eventually, we had a conversation, and I'm like, oh, I did my own digging, and I'm like, she's actually a big deal.
Oh,
she's done amazing.
That's a beautiful human being.
Well done,
big
partner.
Big shout out to Otili Tutu, and thank you, Toh. I was out and I was interacting with people. I was doing the things that you usually do.
What do I do?
You always go to these events.
Well done. That's what I'm saying. Well done.
It's 9:25. Stick around. Late, 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 lane assist. Parking.